collect some information, from members about the 3-day event. So, what's your name?
My name is Gord Ryerson.
Could you spell the last name?
HLYHORYSHEN.
And what's your association with the Queen's Own?
With the Queen's Own, I've been a Queen's Own since November 1953. I used to be the company sergeant major, and I was the parade commander today.
Were you the parade commander?
Yes.
Very nice. And explain the parade to me. Explain what happened out there.
We had all volunteers who showed up there, and we had the guard. We had 20 people on the guard, and myself, the guard commander, and the governor general came in and inspected the guard. We had people from Toronto. The two skirmishers were standing in front, the ones with their rifles. We had two buglers and a drummer from Toronto, from militia unit in Toronto now. And a piper from the Can Scots.
And have you attended other anniversary celebrations at the Queen's?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, when the Princess Alexandra was the first point commander in chief, I was on her parade in 1916 in Iserlohn, Germany. So I've been around for a while.
And when you were here in the 50s, were you at Gordon Head?
Yes, I was at Gordon Head. We came into Gordon Head, and I took one of the padlocks off when we left. We went to Germany from here.
What did you do with the padlock?
I still got it.
Oh, do you really?
As a matter of fact, I was thinking about bringing it in so Colonel Dirksen to present it back to them. But I think the building I took it off is no longer there.
And were you later at Work Point?
Yes, I was at Work Point, yes. I was stationed at Work Point. I was at Work Point when we were at Queen's Hall, and then I was there when we remustered to the PPCLI.
And tell me about the medals that you've got.
Everybody. Your CD, and bar, Cyprus, and the medals for Korea, stuff like that.
Were you in Korea?
Yes, I was with 2nd Battalion before we came from Korea here to Gordon Head. And we were the last unit out of Korea, and we were the last unit out of Gordon Head.
And what year were you in Cyprus?
Cyprus, I was there in 1970.
And how do you feel about the 150th?
Well, very good. Too bad the Princess wasn't here, eh?
Yeah.
It would have been nice to see her off. I'd seen her 50 years ago.
Would have been nice to see her again.
Yes,
a strange thing, a volcano that's been dormant so long.
Because I'm played in Israel when she came to visit us for the first time. It took a lot of plate pounding in those days. They don't pound the plate square as often as they used to.
People were telling me last night about the double pass.
We're the only ones that used to double pass. If we went on brigade parade, we used to let everybody go out to parade first, then we doubled off. Something unique to our regiment.
Yes, that's what I heard. Yeah. And what are you looking forward to over the celebration here in Victoria?
Well, we're going to the dinner tonight, I'm part of Knights of Columbus. We're running our council is running the bar there for them. I volunteered that about 2 or 3 years ago, and wish I could have retracted, but it was too late. So my council, I belong to Victoria Knights of Columbus Council, and so we volunteered to run the bar for them.
And have you met up with old friends that you haven't seen before?
Oh, yeah, I've met lots of there. As a matter of fact, there's one gentleman here. He came to, he was one of my recruits at number 3 platoon in 1954. He used to be the best guy you could do the push-up. He could push up and clap at the same time. He was well trained.
What was his name?
I just can't think of his name. Willie Phillips. He's standing right there.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
Thank you.